This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. Were you able to celebrate it? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Did you go for a drink in public? Just curious. Are bars open where you are? Did the bartender serve you through a plexiglass if you were out? Did you have to maintain your social distancing, etc.? Are you doing that? Did you drink it through a straw wearing your mask? I'm just curious. You got to always, you know, think about how these things are going to go down now that we live in a new world, a new time, right? The KevinJacksonShow.com, that's where you can find out more about me and the team. Yeah, not bars are not open in my neck of the woods. Just had to mix up some Ritas at the casa. Yeah, that's house for you non-Latinos out there. My comrades. Anyway, I ended the show the other day talking about the problems Joe Biden has. We got all kinds of issues to talk about today. All kinds of stuff. Comey. Oh, woo! Boy's in trouble. And so are many of the Obama administration rats, traitorous rats that tried to upend the presidency of Donald J. Trump. We'll get to that, too. But I want to finish talking a little bit about Joe Biden because he opened up a can of worms. It finally got to him. And I want you guys to understand the fact that you now know the name Tara Reid. She's the Stormy Daniels for Joe Biden, except she's legit. She's not a stripper. She worked on the Joe Biden campaign in 93 or so, from 92 to 94, whatever. Was a cute girl back then. Joe Biden, you know, sowing his oats as a senator, trying to get reelected. You know, I don't know, midlife crisis, feeling whatever he was feeling, man. And he decides, she likes me, so he became Joey Fingers. And that story's gaining traction. And I keep asking this very simple question. How is it that the presumptive, that's the word I'm looking for. The presumptive presidential candidate for the Democrats finds himself embroiled in a sex scandal. This is for Republicans. Donald Trump, they should be trotting out more trollops and more bimbos on Donald Trump. Oh, that's right. They're still working on the economy with Trump. They can't do that with him. But somebody doesn't like Joe Biden. So you've got all these issues circling. The other day we played a clip of Joe Biden saying, if they look at my data, my archives, my Senate record, and they get to hear conversations that I had with Putin and others, well, they could use it against me. Well, what is he hiding there? I mean, talk about a dude not knowing what to say. Other world leaders, whatever. It could be campaign fodder, he says. Now, we know that Biden extorted Ukraine, but shouldn't he be required to open those records? And then Mika Brzezinski says, hey, Joe, weren't you going to open those records before you ran or something like this? Or weren't you going to open them anyway? And suddenly now you want to put 50 years after you're dead is when people can look at this stuff? It doesn't look good. Biden's protecting them records like a prisoner protects his food, man. He's got one arm around him and a shank in the other one. Boy, it was, I'm telling you, it was ugly. Ugly. Here's what somebody wrote. It says, I think it was this statement that Biden released. He says, this is a clear, critical part of this story that can be verified. The former staffer has said she filed a complaint back in 1993, but she does not have a record of this alleged complaint. The papers from my Senate years that I donated to the University of Delaware do not contain personal files. Okay, then let us see the other files. Let us see. Say to the public, look, I don't know where these records would exist, but I want them found. I want them used. I want to be exonerated. Say that to the public. I have no problem having them look at anything. Anything. In fact, I have no problem. He shouldn't have any problem looking at anything. I mean, I will tell you, if there's anything telling about Biden, it's the fact that he's going, I don't want y'all digging into my stuff. I could have said some things and done some things that will embarrass me, that won't let me be president. I don't want you looking. Because that's what essentially he's saying. Yep. But now we got more information about old Joey Fingers, whose lechery is no secret. Biden molests women publicly, and he gets a pass because he's a Democrat, and they call him Uncle Joe. He's Uncle Joe, Uncle Joey Fingers. And what you know as a parent, you know, if you're his cousin, you tell the kids, hey, listen, we're going to go over to visit Aunt Martha and so-and-so, but stay away. Don't let Uncle Joey, you know, Uncle Joey Fingers get you cornered in a room somewhere. Don't be sure you're never alone with Uncle Joey. So Biden resorted to just publicly molesting women. He's got the sneak. He's got a lot of tactics, but his main tactic is the sneak attack. He creeps up behind a woman. He grabs her by the shoulders. He pulls her in. He thrusts his pelvis against her buttocks. And in his final move, he leans in. He sniffs her hair. And he whispers, do you feel something? Don't get excited, ladies. Joey Fingers. Yeah, man. Oh, boy. So, I'm just telling you, that is what Joe... That is Biden. And, I mean, it's public sexual abuse. It's documented. And for those who claim that Biden is innocently engaging in this, I would say to you, what would you say if Donald Trump did the same thing? I asked this question the other day of myself. If Donald Trump did what Biden is doing, I would say, look, I like Trump. And I think even with his existing record, I would say, dude, you got to stop that. You got to stop. You can't do that, Donald J. Come on, DJ. You cannot be doing this to women. I didn't mean to take this much time just setting the stage because I have another breaking story. It's not breaking anymore. It's a couple days old. But Biden is now being accused of doing this again. Yeah, and not exactly what he did to Tara Reid, but he's being accused. And I was wondering, I said to myself, I bet you, I'm going to bet you money, there are a lot of leftist women who want to tell you what Biden did to them. And they're being shut out. They're not, but if they have a complaint, it could come up soon, and we got one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will be discussing crooked James Comey and Flynn and this whole situation with Flynn and the FBI. Flynn should be freed immediately. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Let's just be very clear about this. But Michael Flynn will get the last laugh. If you go back and listen to the archives of this show, you will remember what I told you. I said, probably well over a year ago, I said, Michael Flynn is in the driver's seat. I bet most of you don't even remember. It's documented. I wrote about it too. I said, Michael Flynn is in the driver's seat. I said, Mueller knows this was a scam and a sham of an investigation. Never should have happened. What happened to Flynn, this is before I even knew what this new latest developments with the FBI were. You know, we know they set him up. I mean, I said, he's been set up. I don't need anybody to tell me that. So knowing that he's been set up, the real question is, what happens? And I started connecting the tea leaves. I was like, wait a minute. The judge doesn't want to sentence him. The judge, Mueller asked for a sentence, to be reduced, et cetera, et cetera. I said, all the breadcrumbs leading up to this mean they don't want Mike Flynn to sue. They don't want to have to give him discovery. Something's up. My producers are looking at me going, I know I said this. I said, something's up. And it has to do with Michael Flynn. I said this. Michael Flynn getting discovery would blow their cases wide open. And I said, that's why when he threatened to sue or whatever, they were like, look, let's just keep this down on the down low. Let's just hush, hush. And we're going to make this work for you, Mike. And he was like, okay, you know, if y'all make it work. And now he's got him by the short hairs. And but I predicted it. I said this. I'm not going to belabor it, but I said it. And so that's where we are. But anyway, we'll get to that. I want to talk about these new allegations against Joey Fingers. Because as I said, he's a lecherous dude. There is no secret to this. And the Democrats, the more they provide cover for Joe Biden, the worse it gets. And look, this is, I hate to say it to make it sound like, but it really is this simple. It really is this simple to me. I told you, the Democrats shouldn't pick Biden. He's got too many things. Number one, he's not qualified. Bin Laden knew this. Bin Laden said, don't kill Obama. No, he said, don't kill Biden. Whatever you do. He goes, if something happens to Obama, we need that guy because he is incompetent. That was what that was the latest unearthed information about Bin Laden. I actually agree with this terrorist. He's true. He is so right. It's a fact. So you got Bin Laden saying, leave Biden alone. Hands off. Don't touch. And then the Democrats, I mean, if Biden was at his prime, you wouldn't want him leading the country. But he's so diminished in so many ways. But forget his dementia and all the other stuff. The dude has a past that is ripe for the picking. There's so much low-hanging fruit that it's like, why would you pick this dude? And this is why I went on record and said the Democrats would, the only way you pick Joe Biden is if you have nothing else. And what did they do? They picked Joe Biden. They got nothing. They have no candidate. Out of 20-something people of all ilks. I mean, we're talking about young, old business people, governors, senators, you know, congressmen, whatever, mayors. Mayors, gay, black, Hispanic, Asian, female. The only thing they were missing was a transsexual. And maybe they had one. Who knows? But they had it all. And they could not find anybody to unseat a demented old dude that is 20 years past his prime and probably 40 years past the time he should have served in anything. There they are. But now we got this allegation, a girl, Eva Murray, she's now 26 years old. She says Biden in 2008, who was then a senator, right, and eventually running for presidential candidate, complimented her on the size of her breast at the first state gridiron dinner and show. She was 14 years old at the time. And here's what she says. One friend and her sister said Murray told her details of the alleged incident more or less immediately after it happened, but she said, I remember walking into the lobby, being in awe of all the people in such fancy clothes. And our two parties of people gravitated toward each other, and everyone started talking and saying their hellos. When it was Biden and my aunt's turn to say hello, he quickly turned to me and asked how old I was. I replied with my age, and he replied with the comment, 14? You're very well endowed for 14. She said, I was confused. It was definitely weird. He looked me up and down. It hovered his eyes on my chest, so I had some clue about the notion of the comment, but didn't fully understand it at the time. We quickly separated from the area of the encounter. She says, it wasn't Biden's words alone that made me so uncomfortable. It was the look, the tone, the whole general vibe was off. Now I'm going to stop there and just say this. We all know that look. We know this look, and we all know that Biden gives this look when he's greeting women or girls. Mika Brzezinski called it innocent flirting. No, it isn't. It's lechery. You can look at a person and see their beauty and don't have this look in your eye like, ooh. You know what I'm talking about? You can look at someone and go, that is a beautiful woman, or that is a beautiful person, handsome guy, you know, whatever. They could have pretty eyes. You could even see that they've got, as Biden says, they're well endowed without it being lecherous. You know, so nothing surprises me in this story. Now, Eva Murray, she says, look, I know the timing of these allegations. People are going to think I'm politically motivated. But she said, I was not motivated. She says, I'm telling you, when I left there, my friends, she's a Bernie supporter. She says, my friends were telling me things like, you know, you're just trying to bring down. But she says, no, I hear you guys talking about Biden, and I'm relating a story to you to say, don't dismiss this Tara Reid stuff. I'm giving you a real life situation of what happened. Now, look, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it happened. I believe it happened. I don't know that it happened the way she said. Looks and things like that can be misinterpreted. But I will tell you this. I'm becoming more me too. I believe her. I'm just becoming that dude because I know the nature of Joe Biden. Now, when people say, well, Kevin, that's a double standard with Donald Trump. No, it isn't. Billionaires don't have to have dirty looks. They don't. A billionaire can say, hey, look, you want to go to dinner sometime? And the women will line up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government could have prevented hundreds of thousands of deaths around the world by being more transparent about the coronavirus from the beginning. Pompeo says the world is learning from that lesson.
I'm heartened by this newfound realism. The free nations of the world are starting to understand that China doesn't share those democratic values that we hold dear or their economic interests, and that this matters to the entire world.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the core business of our nation does not stop while we fight the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says senators will be filling major vacancies in the federal government while discussing how to prevent a second wave of the virus. McConnell saying his Democratic colleagues who continue to obstruct these nominations will impact national security. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As he continues to take heat over his handling of the coronavirus crisis in New York, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is also looking into the nursing home deaths, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the more than 4,800 deaths in nursing homes in his state shows just how vulnerable elderly people are to the disease. He also says there's a need to find out how things could have been handled better.
It's something we're studying. We're also doing an investigation with the Attorney General to look at it. We did some very harsh things here that, frankly, I wasn't even comfortable with, but the health experts insisted. No visitors to a nursing home.
Uber is planning to lay off around 3,700 employees as passenger use plummets due to the coronavirus. The company is in a hiring freeze and expects to lose about $20 million, with more layoffs likely. The company also says they're planning to modify their business schedule. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know things are bad when people start to make jokes about you. And they are starting to joke about Joey Fingers Biden. That's right. Joe Biden hasn't fingered a VP candidate just yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pumped. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about all the issues around Joe Biden. By the way, we got a ton of stuff to talk about today. Trump's going to get the last laugh. There are talks of indictments. We've got Chinese Wuhan virus. The statistics around it. We got a Fauci up there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I don't know what we're going to get to. This week, we will get to all of that. I promise you that. I promise you that. Okay? If there's nothing more, then I can promise you, I promise you that right there. That's right. But right now, we're talking about Joey Fingers. Captain Demento, a.k.a. Joey Fingers. Joey Fingers Biden. The jokes are starting to occur. People are starting to say, no wonder Joey wants a female vice president. You know what I'm saying? Hey, vice president, as he uses his index finger and says, come here, come here. Oh, my gosh. You know you're in trouble when you start to get ridiculed, when people start to make fun of you. And that's exactly what's happened with Joe Biden. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. He did an interview on MSNBC with Reverend Al Sharpton, who's got a weekly show on MSNBC somewhere. I don't know, probably at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, Biden did an interview with him, and Sharpton asked him a question about, I don't know, the economy or something. And Joe Biden literally reads his answer. So this, I want you to understand what the big deal is here. This is a setup that Joe Biden cannot respond regularly. He must read the answer. And by the way, this interview was early in the morning. I told you what you got to worry about with Captain Demento is when it gets past noon, it's like driving through an Indian reservation. You know, everybody's on the fire water. You can't get much done. You don't want to do it. You bypass it. You put your GPS around it. It can get ugly. So with Joe Biden, anytime afternoon, it's like old boys had some drinks.
Well, what are y'all talking about? I said, there's a drink.
Old boy's loopy. Loopy. That's right. So I want you to understand what's happening here. They cannot let Joe Biden do an interview by himself where he just comes off the cuff. How do you think he's going to perform? It's like saying, okay, we're going to have a fight, and you choreograph the fight to make Joe look good in the gym. But when it comes time to get in the ring, none of the moves that Joe practiced are going to be in play. So when Joe Biden has to respond impromptu, on the spot, nobody coaching him, nobody in his ear, Jill not there to interrupt him and say, let me speak for my demented husband, he's going to have to be on his own. Do you think Trump is being prepared? They say, okay, here are the questions we're going to ask you, Mr. President, from Fox News or CNN. And you give, Trump doesn't care what you ask him. You want to know why? He knows the answer. Let me see what my handlers say. Let me see what is the appropriate thing. Donald Trump is going to give you the raw truth. And by the way, this is what's confounding the Democrats. They don't get, why is this guy so popular? Because he's going to give you the answer. He isn't going to soft shoe. He's not going to, as I was saying, he's just going to say, well, that's a stupid, first of all, it's a stupid question. Why are you doing it? You know, I mean, it is so natural that you get it. I watched him, he responded to the lady. She says, we really like you, Mr. President, but we would really like you to change the way you deal with these people because it's going to make things better. And the president goes, I don't know if I should like this question or not. He goes, I think I should. And he went on to explain, the media gives me nothing but grief. How do you expect me to be civil towards them? They give me nothing but grief. But he didn't run from it. He didn't give a political answer. He was like, I don't know if I should like this question or not. I mean, is this really a good? I guess it is. Okay. And then he went on to answer. And I'm telling you, I look at him and I go, that endears me to the dude. I don't always like what he says, but it endears me that he's like, you know what? I don't care if you like it or not. Here it is. That's raw. That's real. I mean, imagine Barack Obama, just put Trump and Obama anywhere you want. Imagine Obama saying something like that. You know, how did he answer questions? He never said, let me just give you the straight scoop truth that came out of Obama's mouth. But not nothing I saw. I can't recall anything. It was always a calculated answer. People get tired of calculations. Anyway, here's what the governor of Michigan had to say about Joe Biden, and she gets testy with Jake Tapper. You know, he gets asked about, why do you support Biden? And she doesn't have a good answer. She just flatly doesn't have a good answer. I want you to, as you listen to this Governor Whitless, talk about why she supports Joe Biden, I want you to think about everything that happened to Kavanaugh during the time, and tell me. Because Jake Tapper pretty much calls her out. Anyway, here's the clip.
President Biden, I want to compare that to 2018 when you said you believed Dr. Christine Blasey Ford after she accused now Justice Brett Kavanaugh of assault. Kavanaugh also, like Biden, categorically denied that accusation. And Blasey Ford, to be honest, she did not have the contemporaneous accounts of her view of what happened that Tara Reid does. You have spoken movingly about how you're a survivor of assault yourself. Why do you believe Biden and not Kavanaugh? Are they not both entitled to the same presumption of innocence, regardless of their political views?
You know, Jake, as a survivor and as a feminist, I'll say this. We need to give people an opportunity to tell their story. But then we have a duty to vet it. And just because you're a survivor doesn't mean that every claim is equal. It means we give them the ability to make their case and the other side as well, and then to make a judgment that is informed. I have read a lot about this current allegation. I know Joe Biden, and I've watched his defense, and there's not a pattern that goes into this. And I think that for these reasons, I'm very comfortable that Joe Biden is who he says he is. He's and you know what? And that's all I'm going to say about it. I really resent the fact that every time a case comes up, all of us survivors have to weigh in. It is reopening wounds, and it is, you know, take us at our word, ask us for our opinion, and let's move on.
Well, Well, just for the record, the reason I'm asking you is because you're the only Democrat on the show today, not because you're a survivor and not because you're a woman.
No, and it's not
thank you so much for your time.
It's not a criticism of you. You're doing your job, and I appreciate that. I'm just sharing, I think, some of the simmering, anger that we survivors have every time that, we've got to confront this from someone else's behavior that we weren't a party to, that we weren't even a part of the reality in the moment. What I think is this. We owe it to every woman who has a story to listen to that story and then to vet that story, ask the questions and be critical thinkers, and then make a judgment based on all of those pieces. I've done that in this instance. And I'll tell you this. I don't believe that it's consistent with the Joe Biden that I know, and I do believe Joe, and I support Joe Biden.
Interesting she didn't have that reaction when she was asked about Justice Kavanaugh. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Governor Whitmer proved yet again that the left cannot keep their story straight. Here's Jake Tapper saying, you believed Blasey Ford. You believed her. He's going after Biden and Whitmer, which, by the way, is the bigger point of all of this. You have CNN confronting this whole Joe Biden thing and essentially saying, here's Jake Tapper saying Blasey Ford didn't have the contemporaneous accounts that Tara Reid does. He's saying she couldn't remember Jack. Tara Reid knows every detail of what happened. She isn't fishing around. She hasn't changed her story. She knows exactly what happened, when it happened, how it happened. She has not equivocated in any way. What do you have to say about it? And this lady can't answer. He says, aren't they both entitled to a presumption of innocence? And she says, well, you have to, they tell their story, and then it has to be vetted, and not every claim is equal. And then she says she's made an informed judgment. I know Joe Biden. I watched his defense. Watched what? Joe Biden has the biggest pattern of sexual abuse. From a public perspective, I don't know anybody that's more lecherous. Seriously. But survivors are forced to weigh in, ask us our opinions, and move on. She says, take us at our word, and she doesn't do the very same thing because she's a duplicitous, evil Democrat. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Almost over, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. Almost over. That's right, the lockdown. Your self-imposed slavery. Yeah, you were a slave. You were. You want to know how I can tell you? Because one, if you have kids, you had to teach them. Two, if you had an income, you weren't able to go make it. So you may have had to get a little government help or what. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, you were a slave. You, if the very least, couldn't you call yourself a prisoner? Oh, Kevin, we could get out, we could go places, you could go places, but you lost a lot of freedom. You lost a lot of freedom. And now I got a call from my assistant executive director, Charles, and he says, man, here in New York, he says, we are forced to wear masks everywhere. Everywhere. I said, I would wear my mask around my crotchular region. I'd say I have my mask on. I put one maybe on my butt. They go, well, why do you do that? Because I don't breathe. I just walk around farting. So, you know, don't you think I should be wearing a mask on my butt versus my face? This is insane what's going on. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Telling you the truth about this nonsense, Illinois released 4,000 inmates from prison, 146 sex offenders, 64 criminals convicted of murder, 3 people considered sexually dangerous, and the Chicago mayor says she will arrest you for not having on your mask. Now, I was talking to one of my proteges, Chris Harris, who runs Unhyphenated America for us, and I said to Chris, have you thought about an America where criminals can get out of prison, rapists and murderers, and you could go because you are wearing a mask? I want you to understand the separation between good and evil, where good is no longer good, and evil is no longer evil. Evil is perceived as good. Let's release rapists and murderers. Okay, and let's put the citizens who won't wear their mask, let's put them in jail. Let's displace the two people. I want you to understand that is the world you live in. A world that says, you're going to teach your kids, but we're not paying you any money. We're not going to reduce the teacher's pay. Oh, they're still giving them assignments over the internet. Who's having to deal with it? Who's having to teach? Who's having to, if you're a plugged in parent as I am, you're the one doing it. There you go. So this is the craziness of where we sit. And you wonder why people want change, why they wanted Donald Trump, why you are so convicted. If you're listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, you have a conviction for Trump. You want Trump. You want him to clean this mess up. You've seen enough. All the contradictions. They lie to you about stats because they want you on lockdown. They want you self-imposed prison. I said, think about the mentality change of people. Now that everywhere you go in a store, remember social distancing. They got things up, social distancing. Stay away. And all the new regulations now that are going to come out of this. I don't know. I mentioned it before. How do you go to a nightclub or a bar or a concert or whatever? What is going to be the new norm over nothing? Over a disease that will kill less people than the flu and is less deadly, less infective, less all of it. But we've made all these changes. Now they got markers in the grocery store. 2 baskets away, up to 6 feet. They got drones flying over. They have drones warning people at the beach not to go. Can you even go to the beach? Can you go to the park? Can you ride your bike? Can you go out and be with family in whatever way, shape, or form? Now, the good news is you're fighting back. Some of you are pushing back. I know in California there were people flooding the beaches in SoCal going, psh, we don't care. I know in San Francisco they were out at the pier. Nobody, I didn't see I was looking at the thing, there was no mask. Now, I don't know whether it was a picture from 1973 or whatever, but there were nobody wearing masks. People certainly violating the 6-foot rule and on and on and on. Let me tell you, if the public does not demand to go back to normal, it won't happen. It'll be the new normal. I told you guys, that right now Costco says you got to wear a mask in their store. Why? By the way, you do know that if you wear the mask, you don't get as much oxygen. So I hate to say this, I don't mean it in a bad way, but can you imagine somebody dying because they're not getting enough oxygen and then suing the mask manufacturer? Hint, hint. If you got a old parent or old family member that can't breathe, and you put them in the oxygen mask, and they die from you. No, they didn't die from COPD. They died from this mask. You're getting sued, mask manufacturer. They couldn't get as much oxygen in. Something like that. I don't know. It's going crazy. That's all I can tell you. But hey, the good news is Donald Trump defies the odds. He defies the odds so much that you have to start questioning those setting the odds. You know what I mean? If somebody keeps defying the odds, maybe the odds need to be changed. Trump reigns supreme. In a time of Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, and a pandemic, Trump's poll numbers continue to confound the Democrats. I don't know how you could be confounded by this. Donald Trump's poll numbers are going to be high. He continues to enjoy record approval among us. We Republicans, it's 93% to 95% or whatever. It's a crazy amount. Higher than Ronald Reagan. Crazy amount. And I'm telling you, Ronald Reagan didn't face a fraction of what Donald Trump's fighting every single day. I love Ronaldus Magnus, let me tell you. But Donald Trump makes Reagan look like a lightweight. This dude is Reagan-esque, and he's got 50. Just think of it as a fullback who's broken the line of scrimmage, and he's got two tackles and three linebackers trying to bring him down, and he's still moving down the football field, headed to the goal line. That's what Donald Trump is. He's flicking off these defenders like nothing, man. He looks like Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson and Walter Payton all in the one, and King Kong. Let's throw in King Kong. He's crushing these guys, and they can't understand it. Record approval. And he keeps siphoning off Democrats. He's stealing them daily. Because they watch all this nonsense and they're going, what are you doing, dude? Let me tell you, the party of lynching of Negroes is really in a free fall. They don't know how to deal with this man, with Donald Trump, the guy who's remaking the Republican Party. They don't know how to deal with him. And here's the biggest part of this latest poll that we saw, which was a Gallup poll. Independents are moving, are still, Donald Trump polled the biggest with independents that they said so far. Here's what they wrote. Most of the variations in Trump's recent job approval rating is among independents. In the current poll, 47% of independents approve of the job he's doing. The highest Gallup has measured for the group to date. 93% of Republicans and 8% of Democrats. I don't even believe that number for Democrats. I think it's much higher. Much higher. But forget it for now. I'm not even going to quibble. 47% of independents. That's almost split. The Democrats cannot win with that. They cannot win with that. They cannot win without getting 100% of the Bernie crowd. They cannot win without getting 100% of the Elizabeth Warren crowd. And whatever percentage of the others. If you think 8% of Democrats, let me put it this way. It may be 8% of the Democrats that are left. Because a bunch of them have already decided we're supporting Donald Trump. So maybe it's 8% of what's left. There is nothing that Biden is going to be able to do to beat Donald Trump. He's not even going to get the women's vote. I don't care what Whitmer says about being a feminist. The women know, and we've spent most of this hour talking about this, women know what Biden did. They know Tara Reid is correct, and he's not getting a lot of those Me Too women. He's suppressing many of them. Not that he was a chick magnet to begin with, 77-year-old man with dementia, but it isn't going to get any better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.